Okay. Tosfos diber maschil keichad to go with Tardin. Let's try again from the beginning. This is the sheet of Abaye v'Rava, who hold Ovid Inish the para v'gozimne. A person might pay tochazman, therefore he's able to tie in a paraiti tochazman. Question, the question Tosfos raises is the Mishnah b'choros. Afagab pergish b'chor tinan. The father dies within Shloshim Yom. We assume that the child had not had a pinyon aben. Now, of course, if the father had given money, it's not pshat that it would be chal the pinyon at the time he gives the money. The furish over there in Bechoros, that it means that the pinyon is chal at Shloshim Yom. In other words, we pay now, and then the chalos takes place at the chiv of Shloshim Yom. So, the assumption is that the father did not pay the Chamish Golem to the Kohen Toch Shloshim Yom. As we noted yesterday, Tosus is not differentiating between a case where the person Tainus, I paid Toch Zmano, and a case where we have to figure out on our own. In other words, to the extent that it's possible that people pay Toch Zmano, a person can say I paid Toch Zmano in the Din Torah, or we have to figure out, do we assume that this child has to be paid himself? The child doesn't necessarily know, but we can say on his behalf that he doesn't have to pay me suffix because perhaps the father paid tozmano if it's of it in his parva goes in there. So taninan, so to speak, we don't need the person to taina. That's number one. But the other issue that chayra one should right away notice to differentiate between the cases is that in our situation we have a chiyuv that already started, but the piron, the shas piron hasn't arrived. In other words, kaviyas manu chavero, you owe the money, you incur the chiyuv, and you don't have to pay the money back until that zman that was stipulated. Unlike the case of Bechor, where there's no chiyuv yet, the chiyuv is only chal on Shloshim Yom. So what did Tosfos feel that it's even a kasha to begin with? And we'll see eventually that the Rashba is going to say that, and basically that answers everything. Tosfos doesn't use that as a distinction, and the answer, as we said yesterday, is because Tosfos feels that from the perspective of Abaye v'Rava's logic, as the Dibur HaMaschil indicates, Geicha d'lo b'tardan, why do Abaye v'Rava hold that a person could prepay? Because they know that later on they're going to have a headache on their heads when the person is going to come after them to demand payment, and they may not have the money at that time. So he'd rather to avoid proactively that situation, they pay before. If that's what's motivating a person to pay before, then the same way the person could pay in advance a chiyuv that the piron, is shas piron, is not yet chal, so too, there's a chiyuv that's pending. You don't have the chiyuv yet, but it's going to come. So at that point, there'll be this letargan, that same logic that you'll be annoyed later on. You want to avoid that, and therefore you pay before that when you get to the Shas HaChiyuv, it's already taken care of. So Tosfos feels that it's enough to justify the question, how come over there we assume Becheskes Shelo Nifta, according to Abaye v'Rava, we should say the same thing as we say over here. So Tosfos initially gives one answer, which he's going to reject. The Omeri, the Hasam lo shayach haitayma d'lo letarda, the Havi Mamon she'engel tovin. So Tosfos says, simple. Lo letarda means what? Someone is a toveya. He's going to come at knocking on your door saying, pay up. So you want to avoid that scenario. You're not going to be able to pay him at the time. You're not going to have the money. So you pay the person now so that you won't have to worry about the toveya who comes after you later on. However, that's not going to be an issue when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, because there's no one coin that has the right to say, you owe me the Chamish Golem. The money is owed to a Kohen somewhere, but I can choose which Kohen to give it to. There's no Tobeah. It's Mamon She'engel Tobin. You owe money to Shevet HaKohuna, but there's no Tobeah, so there's no Letardan. That's L'chor, a simple answer. But Tosfos falls away from this because of the Gemara B'Metzia. Mil Kasha L'Rebbe B'Perek HaShoel. The Amar. The Gemara B'Metzia has a Shaila. Bo Minei Mirab Yanai Socher Omer Nasati Umaskir Omer Lo Natalti. So there's a din Torah between a socher and a maskir. Someone rents a house, and the socher says, I paid my rent. The maskir says, I never received it. Amilo Havi Raya. So the shaila is, who has the burden of proof? Do we say the socher is by default believed that he paid, or the maskir is believed by default that he did not receive payment? And the Gemara starts discussing emas. And the Gemara says, what are we discussing? When is this in Torah happening? When are they having this argument? If it's within this man, person rents it for a period of time, and it's within that period, it's not yet fully, hasn't fully expired, that entire window of time that he's renting it for the year or whatever, it's still toks mano. So Tanina, we have a Mishnah that settles the question. It says, Meis toks shloshim yom, the case that we just mentioned, the Mishnah Bechoros, Beches gestilo nifte. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is using this Mishnah in Bechoros. The fact that we assume that the father did not pay toch shiloshim, his chi of pidyon aben, to explain why over here, when it comes to socher umaskir, we can assume that the socher did not pay toch hazman. This is the Gemara. It says Tosis, but what's pshat in this Gemara? The way I just explained why the case of in Bechoros is different than our Gemara, by the same token, it's different than the Sogir in Bamitzi as well. V'hashta heichi midami lo lebchor. How could the Gemara compare it? The hasam lo shayach lomemar lo letarda. In the case over there by Bechor, you know why it's becheskes shelo nifte? Because a person won't prepay, because there's no tobeya, mama sheng letobin. But in the case of Socho Maskir, where there is a Maskir, he's going to be Toveya, so he could be Toveya at the later point. So maybe he will prepay. So what is the issue of Socho Maskir that Tosis is bringing in? So once again, just to echo what we said before, L'chaira, from the Gemara itself, we see again that we don't distinguish between the issue of a person prepaying based on a taina that I prepaid, and a situation where, on our own, we have to start thinking, maybe he prepaid. The case of Bechor, there's no, he doesn't know. The son is now grown up. He doesn't know what happened when he was an infant. But the point of the Gemara is that if you tell me that a person prepays, so therefore that should have been halacha over there as well. The Gemara was medame that to socher maskir. So once again, you see that that's not a basis for distinguishing. In terms of the other issue, so chayra Tosis is going here also, that the case of socher maskir, when is the chiyuv chal? For the Gemara to make the comparison, I mean the chiyuv, the Gemara says chiyuv is mishtalemes lebesof. When do you owe? You owe after the zman is up. That's at you're renting it for a certain amount of time, and that's when the chiyuv is chal, at that point later on. But again, the Gemara is debating this issue. Maybe the socher would prepay. But you see from Bechoros that the father doesn't prepay. Fractosis, but there's a simple distinction. In the case of Bechoros, the father doesn't prepay because he doesn't have to worry about a headache later on because there's no toveya. So he might as well not pay me what. Whereas in Socho Maskir, it is a Tomei. Tosis, therefore, now has to go back to our question. So obviously, this is not a Svara. So what do you have to say? So what's the Pshat, however? It must be that there's an issue of Lola Tardan over there as well by Bechor. So what's the Pshat? There's no Tobeya. Otherwise, there's no base in comparison. So Tosis says, you have to obviously assume. Ukach Tzarech Lomar. This is now to explain why that Teretz is wrong. Right, this is not new teretz to the kasha. This is to explain why the old teretz is wrong. Teretz sounds very sound. Right? Obviously, lo letardan makes sense when there's a toveya. If there's no toveya, why is there any basis to bring the comparison? The Gemara is comparing. So the answer is that the same way there's a problem of lo letardan, person can prepay by socher maskir, he can prepay by bechor because there is an issue of tira. Now, what is it? It's not a toveya. What is it? The Bechor Nami Ika Tirda de Mitzvah. Tirda de Mitzvah. Shet Sarech Miyad Liten. This reason Magdimen. Now let's just explain what this means. Tirda de Mitzvah, reason Magdimen. The klal is when you have mitzvahs that you're supposed to do it as early as possible. Reason Magdimen. So what did Tosis mean? That right now we're holding Toch Shlo Shim Yom. There's a dinner, reason Magdimen. To pay right now? Can't be. Why can't it be? Because there's no chiv yet. So what did Tosis mean? Tirda de mitzvah is reason magdimen. Tell me, Pesach Santos is, right? Okay, Yaakov Meir, yeah?
Yeah, they're going to pay now, so the first, second, then
Exactly. Because, in other words, instead of saying when the Shasa Chiyuv comes, you're going to get a knock on the door saying, pay up, you're going to have a guilty conscience at that moment. In other words, what's going to be at that Shasa Chiyuv? You know the urgency is there. It's Risa Magdimin. So, and maybe you're not going to have the money handy, and then you're gonna be delaying and procrastinating. You don't want to violate having on your head this reason that you're going to not fulfill this reason magdimin imperative at the Shasa Chiyuv. The same way that there's a tirda of the toveya at the later point. Again, even if the chiyuv is not chal yet, but the chiyuv will be chal and he's going to come demanding it. You're not going to be able to respond. So here too. It's not a toveya, it's not a one kohen, but it's the idea of Zvisa Magdimin that's on your head for that Shas Achiv. So therefore, what would you rather do that you know you're not going to have, you're really Zvisa Magdimin, it's not even the Chiv yet, right? But you were so proactive that for sure you didn't violate Zvisa Magdimin, because the money's ready to create the Chalos Pidyon, it's ready, it's been sent out, it's been deposited by the kohen, and the mail, as soon as the 30th day comes, that instant, there's a Kiyam Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So, Kvaldik, that's exactly what you did. Are you? I answered your question. Yeah, so that's Mamish what Tosis is saying. It's an interesting idea that there's a Tirda. The Tirda is not just the Tirda of a Toveya, but the Tirda that there should be Zvisa Magdimin at stake. Therefore, you again prepay. And again, notwithstanding the fact that the Chiyam has not yet been Chal, but that's also a Svara of Lolet Harda, that you want to pay before the chiv is chal, so that there won't be the tirda of later, be it the tirda of Zvisa Magdimin by Bechor, be it the tirda of this maskir coming on the door of the socher, pay up. So the Gemara has the point in the Shaka V'Tayr there. So it's betoch shloshim yom, it's betoch hazman of the schirus. So then we have a Mefurash and Mishnah that would shed light on the case of socher maskir, that for sure. We say that we don't say the socher paid before, the same way that in Bechoros we don't say the father paid, and we don't go with the svara lo letardan, so then we don't do it here at socher maskir either. The Gemara is equating them. But now a problem is going to be, what's our sugya? All that. So how is our bayi v'rava, how are they going to deal with, right, what, with the case in Bechoros? And of course, as well, if you don't want them to be cholik on the Gemara there with Rav Yanai, who's asked a shayla, the Gemara says kedavar pashut, that the socher does not prepay. So basically, Abai v'Rava have to deal with two things: what differentiates the oven inish, the par b'gol zimnei for Abai v'Rava over here, and the two cases, right? For sure, the Mishnah, the Mechoros, that's coming back, and if you wish, as we've shown and discussed, also socher maskir, which the Gemara compares to the case in Mechoros. That's where we are right now. Clear? Shat? So Tosis Hal has a new Mahalach. Ubefarish Ri. So the Ri tried one pshat, and now he has a different suggestion. Ubefarish Ri Tam Acher. The Hacha, Kevan the Chayiv Lo. He's Chayiv the money. This Ram Reis Lusein, he happens to have the money right now. Porea Lo Tochazman. He'll pay the Chov Tochazman. De Lo Letardan. Like Abai Rabbah say, not to be bothered later. That's where they hold a little tighter. What makes Bechor different and Socher Maskir different? Why those two things in a different framework? It says Tosis, here's the difference. Avo Gabi Bechor. Diakati Lo Achayiv. First he starts by saying, here, Kivan the Chayiv. Here he says, Akati Lo Achayiv Klal Ad L'Achal Amid Yom. So Tosis begins by pointing out that there is no chiyuv to lachal amid. What we ourselves were pointing out before. But does Tosfos say that as the distinction? No, he said he's mavriya, it is part of something else. Let's be careful. There's no chiyuv yet in to lachal amid. So that's part of the equation. V'shem ha-yomas betoch lamed v'yipater. And that chiyuv that hasn't started may never end up getting off the ground. Right, everyone following? Shema yamos betoch lamed v'yipater. The child may not survive nevach, and then there won't be chiyuv. So the chiyuv may never materialize. That's in the case of Bechoros. And that's where lo letardan does not operate. That's why Rabbi would concede the point that he won't prepay. And where does socher maskir fit? It's analogous to that. V'chein socher Shema yipo beso shel maskir. V'itzdarech socher lotzeis. D'lo adith mineh. In other words, maybe the socher won't ever have to pay that chiyuv. So Tosis is assuming, again, in a similar, if you want to put on the same plane as Bechor, what do we have to say? That we have a situation that he may never have to pay. Because if the maskir's house collapses, then what does the maskir have a right to do? Evict the socher. That's what Tosis is alluding to, that halacha. Now, Tosis could have said it more simply. What could Tosis have said? Maybe whose house will collapse? The socher's house will collapse. So Tosis in Babitziyat rather says like that. But that may not be so pasha. Maybe that's what Tosis doesn't have to go to the halacha socher maskir. Tosis on that Gemara in Babitziyat has both possibilities. It says, pen yipo habayis, o yipo beso shel maskir. So Tosis on the bottom of the page, kub beis on the base. So if yipo habayis, that's straightforward. That's the socher's house. But then he says, oh, yipo beso shel maskir, atzmo biyotzi enu. Biyotzi enu, he'll evict the socher. The amar, lo adifes minai, you're not better than me. I'm not going to have to hold my end of the bargain that you should be renting my house at the expense, I don't have a house. So the maskir's house no longer functions for him. The maskir reserves the right, it's ki'ilu, it's built into the understanding of a schiris, that I have a right to bounce you out of the house I'm renting to you. So what does Tosis mean? Now let's come back to Pasha Pshat here. What are you asking, Yaakov? Yeah, the cheshbon of the Tosis, yes.
If he's there for 3 months, will you still have to pay for me?
You're asking good. So what chayro did you? The time that he's been there already, it's a good shayla. A lot of people discuss this issue. Chayra, the time that he's been there already, seemingly he does so. So our discussion sounds like it's more relating to the rest. Unless you argue that since he's anyway going to have the lower the issue that's going to be the rest of the balance, he doesn't pay anything till the end. Because he anyway is not going to pay. He doesn't owe whatever is the time that's left, he doesn't owe. So it could be he leaves everything for the end. But technically, you're right. Whatever was there already, he should have to pay for it. Yeah. But certainly on the balance, on the rest of the time. So the question here is if he pays up front for the rest. That's for sure Nogea, right? Again, maybe he'll say it's all package anyway, because anyway I'm going to have to deal with whatever afterwards. If he doesn't prepay the 70%, so he won't pay anything either. Yeah?
This is probably a similar question, but like, is the chiyuv chal in the beginning? Like, it is...
So Lecherodis, what coming to Yaakov's point, whatever amount of time he hasn't dwelled in the building yet, that's for sure. What we're saying is Chiris is Mishtalemis Besof. That for sure the Chiv is not Chal. It's like Bechor.
It was never Chal.
Right. The Chiv for whatever, even though there's a contract, but I don't owe money for renting. This is according to this understanding. It's Chiris in Mishtalemis Ela Besof. So whatever amount of time I did not live there, I don't owe until after the time is up. But what we have to think about is what about the amount of time that you already did live there? But either way, the issue is relevant because the prepaying, we're talking about prepaying not for what I was there already, for the time that I wasn't there yet. So for sure the issue is at stake, in other words, in terms of the future. And the socher is what is his taina? What is he saying I paid for? Not just what I lived. He said I paid for the whole thing. So the Gemara is saying, but no, tochazman, you don't prepay. How do I know, says the Gemara, that you don't prepay tochazman? Because the cheskas shelo nivne, because of Bechor. So what Tosis is now saying, and so Tosis is trying to figure out why are those two cases in one box, and the Gemara here, by the Rav, are in a different box. But that's what we're trying to figure out. So what Tosis, now, so what is the nekud of Tosis? So what Tosis starts by saying is that here there's a chiyuv. You take the loan, there's a chiyuv. In those cases, by socher and also by bechor, there's no chiyuv. But is that the answer Tosis is giving? Tosis is not stopping with that. You look at the Rashba, we'll soon see inside. The Rashba makes that the teretz. In other words, I might as well say it now, and then we'll come back to Tosis. The Rashba gives as the answer what we were hopping on at the very beginning. He brings Tosis, Cheshbon of Tosis, Engel Tovin, but then he brings the Kashem Tzochel Maskir, and then he says, here's what it is. Yeshua Mashaini Hasa, Kevan de Akati Lo Mechayev Le, Lo Makdim Upara Maid Lo Mechayev Le. Avo Hacha Chiyuvi Mechayev Ela de Akati Lo Matazim Le. Rabbi say, you can't be more crystal clear than the Rashba is saying. He's not adding anything else to the equation. What is the Rashba's distinction? You saw it, no? What does he say? What's the difference between Abayi v'Rava here, the Ovid Inish Parva goes in there, and the cases of Socha Maske, the case of Bechor? Shiny Hasam Akati Lo Mechayev Le. Lo Matim Upara Maid Lo Mechayev Le. But here, Chiyuv Mechayev. So the answer is that. That what we were ourselves concerned about when Tosafot raised the question. So maybe the distinction is that when you're Chayev, you pay early. Lo Letarda. When you're not Chayev yet, so the Chiyuv is not Chayev. So why did Tosis accept that? Tosis had the kasha. So we said because the fact is, lo letardim is still a consideration psychologically, whether the chiyuv is here or not here, but there's going to be a chiyuv later, and you're going to have potential headache at that point, and you want to avoid it, so you pay in advance. If the chiyuv is not here, so you pay before the chiyuv was chal, the lo letardim. So what is Tosis now doing? Tosis is including that factor, but adding another factor together. It's very two things combined. Namely, let's see again in how Tosis presents it. Hacha kiva de chayvle. The Islamic Zuze Pareo Tochas Madlo Latarda. Here, there's a chiv. That's part of the equation. There is a chiv already. But what makes the other cases different? Abu Gabi B'chor, de akati lo a chayv klal adgach alam in yom. Meaning, number one, there's no chiyuv yet to lamed yom. V'shema yomus toch lamed v'yipata. And that chiyuv may never come to fruition. It's not simply the fact that there's no chiyuv. Were the chiyuv to be inevitable, as far as we're concerned? In other words, the chiyuv is going to happen. Then you could prepay. But it may never happen. That's Bechor. And Svechen Socher. Shem Yipo Beso Shom Maske, Tosus talks about the Maske's bias is going to fall, and then Vizdach Socher Lot says to Adif Minei. So what is Tosus' distinction? Were I to have a case of a Chiyuv that hasn't taken effect yet, but it's going to take effect, just a question of time. What would a Abayi v'Rava hold over there? What? He would pay. That dafka, because our case is a chiyuv. Or, I'll give you another example. Let's say I have something where the chiyuv has already started, but there's a possibility that you become pater in the chiyuv. Would you prepay or not? You also prepay. I think so. It's only when you have two things together. When the chiyuv is not here yet, the zman chiyuv has not arrived, and it may never arrive. So then, the lo letarda doesn't play a role. Why exactly? Yeah. You don't think of it as an issue. Yeah, you're even chayiv yet, and you may never be chayiv. But absent one of those variables, second och, absent one of those variables. In other words, suppose the chiyuv isn't here yet, but it's going to happen. So then you have it on your mind that the Zachiv is going to come and you're going to have a big headache later on and you're going to pay before. And another example, the other factor is missing. If there was a Chiv, but that Chiv might expire. There might be a tour that's going to be Chav. Apparently that's also not a reason that you wouldn't prepay. You prepay right now as a Chiv. Maybe it will be Pater. No. Dafka, because these two things are converging. And this is true by Socha Maskir and by Bechor. There is no chiyuv as yet, and there may never be a chiyuv. So to that, in that combined scenario, a person will not shell out the money in advance about something which may never become a chiyuv. But if it's a chiyuv that's already here that may end up becoming pater, you still would. Right now there's a chiyuv, and you're not thinking, oh, it may become pater. No, right now there's a chiyuv, and potentially it's going to lead to a problem later on. You pay in advance. If it's not yet a chiyuv, but you see it happening, you see that it's going to become a chiyuv, then again you prepay. But if it's a chiyuv that's not here and it may never become into fruition, then you're not gonna prepay, and that's where the Gemara has the analogy between Socha Maski and Bechor. Unlike our situation, whereby for Rabbah it's different. Here you would prepay because the chiyuv is here; it's not going. And again, even if there might be some siba that could take it away, but right now the chiyuv is here.
No. Yeah, I just found it interesting. Does Rebbe think that it's a little bit odd to give an example of, like, if the house might fall down and then it's like a very far-fetched type of thing that, like, maybe the house will fall down and then the field won't come in? It's kind of like an extreme example.
Well, how much of this is, you know, right, how much of this is what you're thinking specifically about that eventuality? No. Right. What?
Isn't it not bouncer?
Yeah, so what else could it be? I mean, those gives you examples.
It's psychological.
You mean, yeah, no, it is somewhat psychological.
It's not didn't specifically to houses.
I mean, right, is this person a lamdin? In other words, does his psychology depend on the lamdis of whether the chiyuv, you know, may never come to be because of some hypothetical low probability scenario? Is that what it is?
Also,
right, I guess so. If he's a lamdin, then yeah, then it matters, right? Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, even with a loan, can you just say, like, oh, maybe the guy's going to cancel before the loan is
off? Yeah, but the canceling, that's exactly my point. See, I'm speaking like a lamdin, right? So in terms of the loan, even if you tell me the statistics are greater that the loan got canceled and the house will fall, but conceptually there's a world of difference. Here the chiyuv exists, and some unlikely scenario might make become pater. There, the chiyuv does not exist, and there's some even less probable scenario, but if it happens, there never will be a chiyuv. But you're already speaking from perspective that there's no chiyuv. See, I don't know that it has to be a pure lamdis. A person psychologically does consider the fact that there's a chiyuv or there's no chiyuv. So the secondary aspect takes on a greater significance in light of the fact that there's already, right, in his mind, I have a chiyuv. Even though maybe it's a higher likelihood that it become pater, but there's a chiyuv. So he doesn't start thinking, well, oh, but you know, most likely it's going to become pater of this chiyuv. I might as well not pay. I'm chayiv now. So that he latches onto that. He says, I want to prepay. The other situation where you're not chayiv, but it's eventually going to happen. So again, you prepay because you see yourself in that situation. But if you have a case where right away you're starting to start off, you're not chayiv yet. So then a person can latch on and to anything. For all I know, I won't become chayiv. For all I know, the house will fall down. In other words, it's not just in a vacuum that he's thinking the house is going to fall down. That's exactly the kuda. In other words, if you're chayiv yet, then that's very little to hold on to, even if the probability is greater. Like you say, canceling the date, whatever, forgiving the debt, whatever it might be. But the point is, coming from the standpoint that you're chayiv already, makes it a lot harder for you to avoid the elephant in the room, so to speak, that you know you owe. Oh, you know, maybe you won't have to pay it. No, you owe, and I have to start considering that's going to happen later on. You're Roy Sanolad. You're chayiv already right now. So you're Roy Sanolad. What's going to be later? I want to avoid that. Whereas if you're not chayiv, so then the Roy Sanolad exists to the extent that your chayiv is going to happen. But once there's already some wiggle room, that may not happen, so you're quicker to start, you know, pushing away and latching on to whatever the story is, you know. I think you can put it into psychology. Okay, better? It could be. Yeah, who else had a question? Okay, so we have, interesting, so the Rashba just answered for itself, right? The Rashba gave the answer that just simply the distinction of whether the chiyuv has already started, that's where you could prepay the chiyuv. If this manpiron is in here, you prepay before you owe, before the money is due. Whereas in cases where it's just you're not chayiv yet, that's where you won't prepay. Tosis needed to say something else. Tosis needed to bring in the factor of you're not chayiv and you may never become chayiv. Now comes an interesting thing. Tosis at the end has now kasha on our sakavitari in the Gemara. If you remember what the Gemara said, initially, after bringing Rish Lakish and Abai Barava, The Gemara focuses on the part of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, that says, Becheskas Shenasan, one person built the wall, Arav Amis, and he wants to be paid for the other person's share in this wall, that they're both chayiv to build. And it says, Becheskas Shenasan, which means that the person can claim, I paid. So the Gemara says, if it's Le'achaz Mano, which is when the wall is already finished, four Amis, then it's Pashat Pshita that he's Neman, Becheskas Shenasan. Must be that we're talking before it was completed. So you see, of an inish the parbigal zimne, it's a kasha, therefore, on Rish Lakish. And who is it? Who's happy with this, Raya? Abaye v'Rava. Says Tosis, I don't understand. According to what I just said, it's not going to fit. This should be a kasha, not just on Rish Lakish, but equally on who? Abaye v'Rava. Why? Let's hear Tosis puts it. Mil kasha, hadda parach Rish Lakish, mikosel chatzah shenafa. Vedaik minei, the Gemara is medaik from that. The Avid Nishtha Parah goes in there. Labai v'Rava nami tikshi, but it should be a kasha according to Baiva as well. The modu hasam, the lo Avid the Parah, because the Baiva Rava should agree that in this context a person will not prepay. Why? Because shema lo yivne zeh sakosa, because maybe this person will not build the wall. Okay, so with. And Tosis remains with this argument, because what does Tosis say? He conceives the point. He says, you know what? You got me there. What does that mean? That as part of a Shakina Tari, the Gemara have a kasha, one man to Amar, seemingly to prove the other man to Amar. So the Gemara will often say, Ulatamech, according to you, why are you driving it? To support the other Shita? Is it any better? It's going to be a problem for the other Shita as well. And the Gemara does that as part of turning the tables. Ulatamech. Tosis says sometimes the Gemara could have said Lutamech and doesn't say it. In other words, really, this kasha that you have to come on to the answer of the Gemara that the Gemara gives, Kosaf the Sabzimne, who's really going to be necessary for Abaye v'Rava as well, because in this case Abaye v'Rava should have agreed to Rish Lakish because you don't prepay. Tosis concedes the point. So what is Tosis' argument? That here, as well, Lo Avid the Parah, the Shema Lo Yivne Zeh Es HaKosa. So one thing at a time. Shema lo yivne zeh sakosa. What do you mean? Well, yivne, but he's chayv to build the kosa. He doesn't do it. He's chayv to build the kosa. What does this mean? Shema lo yivne. The wall has to be built, no?
He'll wait to do it together.
Oh, he'll wait to do it together. I mean to say that if there's not going to be joint participation, then you can't force them to build it. In other words, they're basically they're in it together. That's number one. So if no one's going to participate, it can basically stay the way it is. We saw that lesson in the tour, if you remember. One is an ani, one is an ashir. The ani can't pay his share, so the ani can't come and say, meanwhile, you're mazik me. Go do yourself. The ashir says, sorry, right now you don't want to pay? We just live like this. In other words, so it is possible, shema lo yivne. So that's Tosis' point. But now we have another problem. Because the way we just framed Tosis earlier, a second, I know, when does Tosis say that svara for Abaye v'Rava to distinguish between the cases that Shema lo yivne or Shema lo yavo lidei chiyuv, right? Like by Bechor, it may never come to a chiyuv, or by Socha Maske, may never come to a chiyuv because it's only chayiv at the end. However, as we said, if there is a chiyuv already, the fact that maybe the chiyuv will lift, that's not a svara. Not to prepay, there's a chiyuv already. So the Tosis to ask this question would be assuming that it may not come with a chiyuv, the wall may not be built while you have a chiyuv. How could Tosis say that? There's a chiyuv to build the wall from the beginning. Right? The chiyuv to build the wall together. So there is already a chiyuv right now. There's a chiyuv that already exists. So this sounds like a question that maybe the chiyuv won't will become, there won't be a payment due on that chiyuv. Like there'll be cancellation of the dead one, so to speak. But that's not a reason that he won't prepay. Abaye v'Rava say you're going to prepay a debt. Maybe something will happen, you won't have to pay it. Maybe he'll forgo the loan, maybe he'll forgive the loan. No. If there's a chiyuv right now, Abaye v'Rava hold, you do prepay a chiyuv. Tosis only was saying that Shema lo yavo, that was Tosis' point. Ha chakiva de chayiv. And Shema Yamus. So how could Tosis be asking a question from Kosel? That means Tosis is assuming by Kosel that the fact that Lo Yivna Kosel means that it would never get Lidei Chiyuv. What do you mean it would never get Lidei Chiyuv? The Chiyuv already is here. He has to pay money from the Kosel from the beginning. No. So what does this indicate? What is this? How, what can we do to help us here? Who's going to help out? What does this seem to take us back to? What is? What very basic issue? What is the chiv that we're dealing with right now? Yes? No. What is the chiv? The person building a wall. What's the chiv?
To build a wall.
What is happening when the wall is being built? And what is the relation to that chiv to pay money for that wall that's being built, that's built, and the initial chiv before anything was built? Are they one and the same? Does the initial chiv that the chayv livnos kosel include a chiyuv to pay money for the wall? It's the same chiyuv, and the reason why the Gemara is discussing this after he's going on his own is because it's ke'ilu munach in this included in places of harvachas man on that obligation. That's Rabbi Yonah's understanding. We started the sugya, but it's one and the same chiyuv. That of course it was a chiyuv from the beginning to pay money, and that chiyuv now became a kriyas man, so to speak, not without stipulating explicitly, but that's understood that you don't have to pay till the wall is finished, or the Gemara is going to say safa b'safa. Alternatively, as we saw back when with the rush, that no, the shakatai of the Gemara is not how much there was a harvachas man on the chiyuv that already existed to pay money, but now the discussion is something else. Originally, the chiyuv was build a wall, take care of hazikriya, chakazikin, if you will. Now the wall is being built, there's a new halach. I'm doing something on your behalf. I'm building a wall on your behalf. I'm doing your shlichus. Reimburse me. Now it's a chiyuv damin. And that's where the Gemara has, in the Shakam Vitarya, the original Maksha is assuming that that chiyuv doesn't come until when? Until four Amis. And that's what the Gemara is asking. So you see, you believe, I mean, you could see that of it is begun because the Nib, because it's before it's, right? It's not yet Chayiv. And the Gemara answers, no, you're Chayiv already, suffered the suffering. On that, Tosis has, no, if this is what's going on here, then it's L'tamech. Then it's not just a Kasha Mish Lakish, it's a Kasha by brother too. Because maybe what? Maybe the wall won't get built. And if the wall doesn't get built, then what? Then that chiyuv damim will never materialize. The chiyuv materializes at four amos. Won't get built. So chayrit muchach in Tosfos. The Tosfos learns, like the Rush, that the chiyuv that we're discussing when you build a wall on your own, unilaterally, is not the same chiyuv that you had over the person before. Before, the chiyuv, the claim was, build a wall with me. Now that you're building yourself, the claim is, I'm doing this for you, I'm doing your shlichus, you have to give me back, pay me back, reimburse me. That chiyuv may not ever come. That's what Tosfos says. So why is it a better Mishnah for Abayev Rav than Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish holds the person doesn't take God's tochas man. Abayev Rava, we just explained, only say it in a case where, right, the chiyuv is here, or it's for sure going to happen. The chiv is for sure going to come to be. But over here, the chiv hasn't come yet, and it may never come, because Shem Alev Nesakosa. Interesting. In the Shita Mikubetzes, there's an answer to this kasha. And who gives that answer? The Rush. Now what does he mean? The Rush answers this kasha, that not that the Gemara can say with Tamech, but Abai Virava are okay with this. And why? What's the Russian here? The Rush? Abu Rush al Kasaf. That, no, one second. That's the other one. Yeah. Mio Kasha de Pachavish Lakish. The Harash Zal Tirets. This is the Masakecha de Lolitarda. Harash Zal Tirets, the Yesh Lomar. The Kavan, the Yachal Adochko, the Livnos, Einim Namilitain. Abai Virabba would plug in Ovid Inish Depara even over here. Why? Keva diyachol adochko belivnos. What does the Rush mean? The chiyuv isn't here yet to pay for the money. He's laying out the money for you, and you're not chayiv till four amos. What does the Rosh mean? Look at the words carefully, Rav Hosei. Kishmak. Kiva diyacho l'dochko for what? What? To deal. In other words, you're going to get hit no matter what. You're going to get pressure no matter what. It's a different pressure. In other words, l'maisa, you're going to have someone giving you a headache. You don't owe the money for him laying out for you until four amos, and it may not get to that. So you say, why prepay, right? You may not get to that chiyuv. Yeah, but you're going to get hit anyway from him. He's going to come clutching anyway. Why? Because what can he do otherwise? From a different angle.
Build.
Rush is pushing us. So get with the other rush. No, he's not changing the framework. It's not the same to claim. There's a claim, build with me. There's a claim when the wall is being built, reimburse me for the cost of the wall that I'm laying out on your behalf. The claim, reimburse me, is a chiyuv that hasn't come yet, and may never arrive if he doesn't build, correct? So from that perspective, hey, why should I prepay? But the answer is, you know why I prepay? Because lo lechargim is still an ever-present concern, because he's going to come to me from the other side. He won't build the wall, so it won't be the chiyuv to reimburse him, but he'll be telling me, build with me. So to get him off my back, one way or the other, what do? I just give him the money for the wall he's going to build on my behalf. There's the lower tardin from the other end, from the other side. That's what the Rosh is saying. And Tosus didn't make that cheshbon. But Tosus, l'chorot, obvious, Tosus must have understood the nature of the claim, like the Rosh, like we spoke from the other Rosh that we spoke of the other day, that it's a different claim once we get to the building of the wall. Interesting is the Rashba, who gives the answer that he gives from Bechor and Socher. And what does the Rashba say? What is the distinction? Over here, there's a chiyuv, right? Therefore, you prepay. By Bechor and by Socher Maskir, it's not yet a chiyuv. And then silence. The Rashba is fine. The Rashba doesn't follow up with any additional question. And what about the Gemara's Kasha Mishlokish? Why is Abaye Barabba better? The Rashba doesn't ask the Kasha. Can anyone suggest why?
Rabbeinu Yonah.
Because the Rashba goes like Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba holds that the chiyuv of paying the person when he's building the wall is the same chiyuv that already started before the wall was built. Because that original chiyuv was including give that money for the kosher, not just build a wall, get rid of hezekiah. It's pay money. What only happened now is once one person takes the initiative on his own, he is being marviach zman, not to pay me till later. But the chiyuv is here. For the Rashba answered already that when it comes to a case where the chiyuv has started, Abaye Barabba to tell me you can prepay. That was all the Rashba needed to answer the kasha from Bechor and Socher Maskir. And if that's what it is, the Rashba had nothing to ask from the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha of Rish Lakish is a kasha for Rish Lakish, and for Abaye Barabba, fine. Because the chiyuv exists already. Because the chiyuv that was there from get-go still is here. The only thing that changed was there's a harbach hazman. Now the chiyuv doesn't have to be due. The payment is not due. Once he starts building himself, he's extended the time to pay me. But what does he owe me? The money for the wall I'm building is the same thing that was included before. He owed me for the wall. He owed me money for the wall from the beginning. Now he owed me to build a wall with me. He owed me money for the wall. That was always the chiyuv. Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha, terem sum evan al evan, that was the premise of the Rashba too. So the Rashba didn't have anything to ask. I think it mamish works out so, it lines so well. We'll see this again near Hashem Bavi Sunday with the next Tosis. Again, you'll see the cheshbin with the Rashba. The Rashba, you'll see another indication. The Rashba goes like Rabbeinu Yonah. And Tosis here we see has to go like the Rosh. Questions? So borrow it to everybody. Manish.
When we say that we can ask this kash on Rava and Abaye, we say we can ask this kash from the Diak and the Mishnah. But isn't the Diak and the Mishnah already once the guy started building himself? So if he already started building, the Chiv should already be there.
According
or change,
to
or have changed according to the
Rosh. According to who? According to
what?
Yeah.
The Rosh?
Yeah.
To the extent that the wall is not built.
I mean, once the wall gets starts to become built.
Yeah, but he'll pay before they started. I mean, maybe he'll pay
But the Diak in the Mishnah is saying that he paid in the Sof Manda.
There are two options. The lesson of the tour that we discussed, the Rashi. The tour says there's two ways that you can come against the person. The person can, you can say to the person, Im achaz man toan ha'echad shebina'o hu levado. So person comes in and says, I built it myself. V'chaveru omer shesio bibinyin. Hareza b'cheskes shesio. So it's a b'cheskes shenasan on the siyua. V'afilim yadua she'echad b'no'o levado v'shom mechaveru sheyifras chalko v'ton she'pro ne'amadu shves heses. So I think there are two ways that the person can have paid. B'cheskes shenasan. How, we try to figure out, how do you see both things in the Mishnah? But b'cheskes shenasan ultimately boils down to two things. It's a becheskas shesio and a becheskas shepara. Even from the, see that from the Torah, he lays it as two different things. So it's a becheskas of something relating to the siyua, the koso, or the payment. So given the fact that he knows that the person is going to come at him one way or the other, so becheskas shenasan. Maybe the nasan was before he started building. The guy's building the wall now. Now he wants him to pay. It's halfway done. Pay me. He says, I paid you. When did I pay you? When did I pay you? No, let's say it's halfway done. Two amis are done. It's tochazman. Now, he says, Singmar has a kasha on Rish Lakish. Why? Because otherwise it's pshita. It's after four amis is pshita. So how much has been built so far? Let's say two amis, right? No, Shimon, pay me for the wall. I built so far two amis of the wall. What does Shimon say? I paid. When did I pay?
I think Pesach Zman is...
Yeah, but Tochas Zman could mean before he started. The Rosh is saying, why does he prepay? Because he knows he's going to bother me one or the other. He'll bother me to build. So he's asking me, once he starts, now it's no longer about bothering to build. Yeah, but before he started building, he could bother me to build. The time that he prepaid doesn't say prepaid yesterday. I prepaid, you started a week ago, the work, the construction. I paid you a day before you started construction. Why would he pay a day before I started construction? Because he knows that even though the chiyuv damim, the chiyuv mamon on the kosel may never come, but I'm going to get hit by him to be bothered by him to build with him. So I paid the money before he sees the he already made a contract with the company to come and start building. So I paid you right then because I see already, you know, if I'm not going to pay you, you're going to come after me another way. That the point is, he put the money out beforehand. I mean, because there's two points that he could have. Yeah.
I was going to say maybe a potential diuk to support that is that it doesn't say, Tosfos doesn't say that that he's concerned that the shema doesn't say that shema lo like yisayim livnos as a kosel, it says the shema lo yivna as a kosel.
It hasn't built.
It hasn't been built.
Yeah. I mean, because you know, you're right. You're onto something in a certain sense, Danny. Because lemaisa, like, let's say the project is in the middle, and now everything, you know, everyone goes on strike. You know, so can I tell them, okay, listen, pull up your sleeves, just help me. We got to just do it ourselves. We have the mortar, we have the bricks. The workers aren't coming into work. You know, they're all out on COVID, whatever. Okay, we got to sit. You know, come in. Can he do that? Can he come after the person? Once the wall is starting to be built on his own cheshbon, can he ask us, but now I have to fall back on the other, does he still have anything left from the old? That's a good shaila, it's a good question, because you know, the wall has not been finished. Because when the wall is finished, then all I have is just pay me for what I paid out. Here, sort of in the middle, I'm not sure, it's a good question. Got one more thing, this is not clear what the Masha meant. Masha is a kashi here. On the other tashma. The first Tashma Tosis dealt with, right? The first Tashma is the Raya against Rish Lakish from the Cheskes Shenasa. So Tosis had the Kasha. He might not build the Kosa. What's the second Tashma of the Gemara? What's the second Tashma? The Cheskes, that's the case of what? The Malam and Dalar Amis, and then why am I Chayiv? Because Samacho Kosa Lachir. And the Gemara says, what is this? It's B'toch HaZman. So then, what do you see in this case? B'cheskes Shelo Nasan. So it's a Raya here to Rish Lakish. And a Kasha and a Bai V'Rabba. Comes a Masha with the following question. There's no pshat here. I'm not. I don't hear the kasha. Let's see. Maybe you help me out. Perush. What Masha adds the following. Shemul Yivne says a kosel. So Masha says this point that Yivne says a kosel is dafka because it's someone else that might not build the kosel. That's what Tosus has this problem in the first Hashma. Perush da dover tole ba'acherim. Im yischaiv kalifroa, dumi besochel maskir. So it's dependent on somebody else. And that's where this issue, that it might not come to fruition, is relevant that Abaye v'Rava should be moda. Correct? Because it may not happen, and it's totally in somebody else. However, says the Masha, this is not going to be a problem regarding the Sefer. Avo b'Sefer, b'samachol kosel achir. So there the Gemara had a kasha on Abaye v'Rava, right? That there you see that that b'cheskas shelo nasan. So the Gemara has parach shapir l'abaye, we're not going to say there, Shemago Yivne. Meaning what? Shemago Yivne what? That who won't be Bona? What's over there? Maybe he won't raise the wall that high, right? He's Samachal Kosuacher. How high? We don't know. So far, it's just a little bit. So Shemago Yivne. Came at the Tokzmano Maschil Mitchia Samachal Kosuacher. The Tokzmano starts when he started bringing another wall in. Achi gamer kipir drashi, v'hadaver tole b'daito. It's up to him. She yivne. That of its shapes she if it goes imne. So there, Abaye v'Rava would also recognize that you could pay tochas man. What's bothering Masha? Let's glean from the Masha. What's he struggling with? He's asking that Tosis was focusing on the first Tashma and asking why is it better for Abaye v'Rava. After Oshema lo yivne sakosel, so Tosfos says Gemara kosel etamech. Okay, says the Masha. Okay, let's go to second Tashma. That was a kasha on who?
Bayrava.
On Abaye v'Rava. So, ask the Masha. Why is it a kasha on Abaye v'Rava? After all, Abaye v'Rava agree that if it may not happen, may not come with a chiyuv. So then what? Then you won't prepay. So here too, Shema lo yivne. Maybe he won't build the kosel higher. Says the Masha, but that's not a problem because that's totally in me. The Shema lo yivne is only if it may not come because of somebody else. But here, I know what I want, and I'm going to raise it. So then that's not a reason that I won't prepay because I might not do something. I know what I'm going to do. That's his answer. I don't understand the kasha. Pasha doesn't understand the kasha. So far, you hear, what's over here? Once you're Megala Das, so what is clearly, what do we already know right now? Tosis was saying, Abaye v'Rava are only Moda when it's, is a chiyuv that might go away, or when there's a chiyuv that may not start. Well, how we masver before? Whereby for a moda? If it's not clear that there will be a chiyuv, right? Over here, once you megala das, musama kosel acher, then you're chayiv. But what do we have here? A tochazman. It's like kovir zman chavero. It's tochazman, meaning you don't have to pay. Why? Rashi explained. Because until you know how much you're going to be mischayiv, so l'maisa, the derech is, you don't pay anything. So, what's the kasha of the Masha? So, like, there is a chiyuv, but you don't have to pay that which you built already, your chayiv, and your megaladas, but you don't have to pay anything until you know how far you're going to go, how high you're going to go. So, what's the Masha asking? You're not, and what does the mission say? Becheskas shelo nasan. On what? Cheskes shelo nasan. On everything, right? On everything. But on the part that you already built, you're chayiv no matter what. You just don't have to pay even that until you figure everything, do the whole cheshbon at the end. So what's the problem? So why is there even a kasha where the Masha has to give a teretz? No, but here it's not going to matter because it's up to you. It's not up to him. And therefore, not coming with a chiv is not a svara because it's about him. It's about you, not about him. I mean, on the you're for sure chayiv, but you don't owe that which you already are chayiv until we know the total amount. So becheskes shelo nasan can make sense regarding the part that you did already. Now, what am I missing? I don't know. Does anyone here was bothering me? I personally don't know the Mashiach's kash. What does the Mashiach have to say what he says? Am I making myself clear? No? I hope. Yaakov? Danny? Shear assistance? No? Let's try again. Tosus kasha was in the first Tashma. What was the first Tashma? It was a kasha on the Shlokish, right to Bai Varava, the Cheskas Shinasa. The Tosus says, why Bai Varava any better? Since I just told you that in a case where the Chiyuv may not come to fruition, Abai Brava also told that you don't pay beforehand. So he may not build the kosel. So we explained from Tosis, it's muchach that the chiyuv that you pay now is not the same chiyuv as before, therefore it's analogous to the case of Bechor and so on. So Tosis, yeah, l'tamech, fine. They could have been the kash by Rav as well. Says the Mashah, what about the second Tashma? The second Tashma was a kasha on Abai Brava. It says, b'cheskes shelo nasan, samachol kosel acher. So Gemara says, Hechidami. So it must be, if it's afterwards, why can't he be believed? It must be Tochazman. Tochazman means Samachol Kosel Acher, but before it got to whatever point, and Rashi explains that at that point you don't pay yet, because you don't know how much. So Mashiach says, so why would Abai Varava have a problem here? He may not build more in the Kol, he may not build more. That's his problem. Mashiach says, no, that's different. Here it's about you. But you might not be, you know what you're going to do. So that not, it's not a reason why you wouldn't prepay, because you know what you want to do, you know what you want to have. And I'm asking, what is the problem? Pasha wants something to help me out. I'm begging you, call me tonight if you want. Call me tomorrow. What's the problem? You did something already. You are chayiv. You may not build more. You may build more, we don't know. So until it all becomes clear, you don't have to pay for what you did already. So that's a situation where you are chayiv. But you don't have to pay for what you're chayiv. It's like I borrow $100, but this money is in 2 months. So becheskes shelo nasan, because it's tocha zman. So it's a kasha, the Bai Varava. So what's bothering Masha? The fact that he may not build more? But meanwhile, there's a chiyuv already. On that which I built, there's a chiyuv, but I don't have to pay for that chiyuv.
Are you saying that once he starts building, the chiyuv is already chal?
I think so, because it's in the Galadas.
Wouldn't that be totally on the, so you have smach l'paga, smach l'pula? That's only true if you say that.
How did Rashi learn it? Rashi learns that that's called. Okay, we have to see that sugya, right? It could be relevant. But Rashi says
you need fully to fully.
But Rashi says once you're megaladas, you're chayiv. But Rashi says you don't have to pay. V'yadati kavnis chayavti l'sayeya. That's called biznani. When I know kavnis chayavti. Yeah, Yaakov.
Even though he started building the wall, but you don't really know that he wants to build the same wall until it's actually that height. So even though you technically go back to no chiyuv the whole time, but before he actually matched up the wall, it was not clear. I mean, because we don't actually know he wanted to match up until he actually did.
Does he already have a chiyuv there? Already, is it something he's chayiv already? Whatever he did,
we
he's chayiv.
We don't know until he finishes it, because
but,
we don't know.
But something already is, he's already chayiv something.
Why he matches it? Meaning he didn't match it. Meaning we know now at the end that he did, but when he started building the wall.
Whatever she already did. I mean, it's not yet. It's not even up to Dalai Lama yet.
Yeah, it means he doesn't know. Like,
it's not even up to Dalai Lama.
Once you hit Dalai Lama, then you know.
You didn't even hit Dalai Lama, is what you're saying.
You don't know that he's trying.
You didn't even hit Dalai Lama.
Why should Dalai Lama?
So you're chayiv. But you are chayiv. I mean, you're chayiv, whatever it's going to be. You mean, if he doesn't end building it, then he's not going to be even as a chayiv. Okay.
There's a lesson in Ben Gershom about Samach L'Kosel that it's only once you build up until the height of the other guy's wall, but that's when you're chayiv. So
it's more than Dalai Lama's.
Das
already did. Already got to
Davar
Amos already.
Wait, it's past Davar Amos.
He's asking, was he Rashi though? Rashi,
maybe Rashi's not that way. I don't know. Maybe Rashi's different case of Rabbi Gershon. All right, we'll have to see. But, okay, so Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll work on the next Tosis, and then we'll have to get into the big Tosis about Yasmi. But let's do a little bit of Chumash. Yeah.